Navigating the OASIS Plus Solicitation. Strategies for successful proposal submission. Leverage the power of the JP3 form. The OASIS Plus Solicitation from the General Services Administration offers a special chance for companies to win government contracts. Bidders must provide documentation supporting any claims made in their self-scoring proposals as part of the bid process. The Project Verification Form, JP3, is a useful tool that bidders can use to speed up the process. Customers' signatures on this form serve as evidence of the relevance of prior performance and other crucial score factors. This blog looks at methods for responding to the OASIS Plus request using the JP3 Project Verification Form as the main instrument. The JP3 form can be pivotal in verifying claims about qualifying projects, relevance, and federal experience projects. Bidders and GSA evaluators can both benefit from the JP3 form's ability to expedite the verification process. The JP3 form can support offeror information, project information, including total contract amount and period of performance, as well as all integrated management and staffing, scale, specialized functional experience, and other scoring project features. Although the JP3 form makes verifying claims easier, your clients may need substantiating proof to approve claims. Therefore, while you can avoid providing tagged artifacts to GSA as evidence, you still need to be prepared to back up your claims with evidence for your customer. Customers could hesitate to approve every detail without time to research each claimed fact. They may find it challenging to validate some factors, such as the number of cleared employees, subcontractors, and labor categories. So these should be backed up by additional proof to relieve customers from the work of finding and confirming information to support each claim. The requirement for tagged evidence is often still necessary and important. To provide your customer with a clear understanding of project relevance, we recommend you furnish the JP4 and JP5 files to the signing official for reference. These files detail the domains and subareas you claim and identify the domains that are automatically relevant based on project NAICS or PSC codes. This background information is essential when asking your customer to sign off on the relevance of a past performance project to a specific domain area. If not auto-relevant, it can be helpful to tag or highlight the relevant aspects of the PWS and clearly explain how you arrived at the annual dollar relevance figures. Additional scoring elements, including systems, responsibilities, certifications, and clearances, are not required, but earn the bidders additional points. In addition to scoring elements, bidders must remember to submit all non-scoring elements, such as reps and certs, financial statements, and signed SF-33 and SF-30 forms. If GSA disagrees with a claim scoring element, it just means that those points are eliminated. Non-scoring elements are simply pass-fail, but your entire proposal fails without them. Successfully navigating the OASIS Plus solicitation requires a strategic approach that balances the use of the JP3 form, substantiating evidence, and tagged proof artifacts. Be aware that while getting your client's signature to verify claims may make your submission simpler, you'll still need the supporting documentation to convince your customer that your claims are accurate. In this high-stakes environment, paying close attention to every detail and doing extensive research are essential for achieving a qualifying score on OASIS Plus. So, stay tuned for more information and blogs about OASIS Plus as GSA modifies and amends the solicitation. To help you respond to OASIS Plus, Lowfell Consulting offers a free OASIS Plus management tool and training videos that you can access on our website. Go to our website and type OASIS in the search bar, and you'll find multiple articles about OASIS Plus as well as our free Oasis Plus proposal tool.